Another Friday, another fan feature here on the Locked On Brewers podcast. You get to meet, and I get to meet, quite frankly, two more Brewers fans just like you guys. And with, we're going to have a little twist on this show, a little bit of a competition at the end. Stay tuned in. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for always making the Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow us on Facebook at Locked On Brewers Podcast. And we are over there on YouTube, just shy of 1,000 followers over there on YouTube at Locked On Brewers. I am your host, Brandon Snide, a producer at Wisconsin's radio station, WTMJ. And like you, if you're listening to this podcast, I hope this is true, you are, and I am, a diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan. I'm actually recording this podcast just minutes away from American Family Field. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. I really appreciate you guys allowing me to steal some of your time to sit here and talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. As always, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Like I said at the beginning of the show, two more guests for this fan feature Friday here on the Locked On Brewers podcast, bringing in my new friends, Daniel and Brian, who are two Milwaukee Brewer fans. And I'll start with Brian first. Brian, how are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. Excited to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Have you listened to the Locked On Brewers podcast for a while? I'm assuming you've been a Brewers fan for a while. Where do you come from? Where do you currently live? Share some of the deets with me.
Yeah. So, right here, I'm in southeastern Wisconsin, out in the Dalsman area. Been living in this area my entire life. So I grew up a Brewers fan. Remember going to Old County Stadium and watching Gorman Thomas and Paul Molitor and Robin Yount and, you know, the good old days at County, you know, walking in, smelling beer and cigarettes and cigars and not understanding what this odd aroma was that was in the stadium. But been a diehard Brewer fan my whole life. When I was a kid, my parents, or, you know, people would ask, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And, you know, not playing the game was my answer. But I wanted Bob Uecker's job. And I was always told, like, well, he's kind of got that filled, so you might want to pick something different. So good thing I didn't hold out on him retiring and taking his job. So,
yeah, no kidding. Cause that would have been, you know, that's what, 30 years ago at that point, right? I mean, roughly, right? Yeah, that's incredible. All right, we're gonna meet our second fan of the fan feature Friday here on the Locked On Brewers podcast. Mr. Daniel, how are we doing, sir?
I'm great. How about you?
I am excellent. I'm in the southeastern Wisconsin area. I told you at the beginning of the show, I recorded this podcast minutes away from American Family Field, which is true. And we've had rain for like 3 straight days. So it's weird as a Wisconsinite, as a Milwaukeean, to be dealing with January rain as opposed to January snow. Although I won't complain, but I am doing well. So thank you for asking. What about you? What are some things we should know about Daniel?
Oh, well, first of all, I'm still trying to get Bob Uecker's job. I still got time. But
By the looks of it, you have a little bit more time than Brian and I. So I you know, no offense to Brian, he's a handsome man, but I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but so I work in Dyersville, Iowa at a radio station as well. I do sports there. So I do the play-by-play for basketball, baseball, football, a little bit of volleyball, not a whole lot of that. But mostly baseball, basketball, football. But baseball has always been my favorite sport. And then I went to college and did media there, and I got to do all those plus soccer as well, which I played my entire life. So I'm a big sports guy. but my grandpa was, he was from the Milwaukee area. So was my dad. I grew up in Iowa though. So, and I still live in Iowa. So, my dad kind of hypnotized me when I was about born. We had season tickets to the Badgers when I was really little. And then, it went on from there, but my grandpa was a Brewer fan. He was a Brewer fan. So, when we went there, my dad was more of a football guy. So when I went there, I got to watch baseball more often than not. So that was always fun for me because that was my favorite. So,
you're in Iowa, and I was in the Army for a while. I think I've said that before. So I've taken my road trips throughout this beautiful country, and I've driven through Iowa, and it's terrible. That's terrible. So I'm curious.
It's nice and flat and boring and a lot of corn.
True story. I had to pull over in Iowa because it was the nastiest thunderstorm I've ever seen. And it came out of like nowhere. Like we were driving and I had my car on the back of the U-Haul. What's that?
I said, you think weather in Wisconsin's weird, man.
Yeah.
It'll be Iowa was just thunderstorming 20 minutes later. Like it's awful. It snowed like 6 inches last night. And I was like,
so what baseball team do people in Iowa, are they a lot of Cubs fans?
A lot of Cubs fans. So my mom's from Iowa. My dad's from Wisconsin. Everyone on my mom's side of the family is Cub fans, which for me is fun. Because for me, it's fun because, I mean, obviously we've been better than the Cubs recently. So like, that's fun. But also, I like having the argumentation between me and my family members, like the rivalry.
Sure. So, well, in the last few years,
they're Hawkeye fans, they're Bears fans, they're Cub fans. I mean, we don't see eye to eye on anything. I get to have a whole lot of fun and yell at them sometimes, you know?
But for now.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey,
Brian,
might keep going.
That's true. Brian, I'm going to shoot back over to you. You know, we got a little bit of a detail on where you're from, how you grew up, what became a Brewers fan walking through County Stadium. I remember going to County Stadium. Daniel definitely doesn't remember going to County Stadium.
No. I was born my first year living was the year Miller Park opened. Yeah, so I was born in 99.
I feel terribly old now, but we'll
digress. Winter of 99.
Yeah. Well, just don't do the math there.
Yeah, we'll let that go. Brian, I'll go back to you. I'm curious, before we move on to our second segment here, and we'll talk about some controversial stuff in the second segment. But for now, I'm just curious. I like to get to know fans of the Lockdown Brewers podcast and, of course, Brewers fans. So, Brian, who was your favorite player growing up, and who is your current favorite player?
Yeah, I think so. When I think of the Brewers, the very first name that comes to mind is Gorman Thomas. That was probably my favorite when I was really little. And then after him, then I would say that it moved on to Paul Molitor for the good duration of my youth. You know, I would say currently, I feel like I would have to lean towards Willy Adames. Okay. I like the fun side of that, you know.
Yep.
Definitely brings a lot of energy and that kind of thing. But yeah, those would be my two. I would say Gorman Thomas initially, and then moving on, Willy Adames currently.
You know what I've noticed too is the last few times I've done this show, the last few weeks, this is the third installation here of the Fan Feature Friday, is that there is almost a different favorite player from everybody now. It's a weird time to be like. If you were, you know, Brian, back in your day, it was always Molitor or Yount, right? I mean, those were the two, like, you know, most popular, you know, for a while here, we had Braun and Fielder, you know, those were
right.
And we had Christian Yelich. Now it's just like, I've heard Luis Urias. I've heard Willy Adames. I've heard Rowdy Tellez. There's another one. I've heard Corbin Burns. I mean, I think that might be a good thing, but it's still kind of, it's different because it's a different era of Brewers baseball. And speaking of era, Daniel, who is not in the same era as Brian and myself. Let's see. You were born in 01. So you,
I was born winter of 99. So I guess the year after I was, so the year after I was kind of living.
Okay. So your favorite player growing up might still be your favorite player, but I'm curious if you have two of them. Okay.
My favorite all-time Brewer is going to be weird for you. My favorite all-time Brewer was Bill Hall. My first number I ever wore was the number 2, that jersey back there. has my nickname on it, my favorite number. So Bill Hall was the first player that I saw wearing that. So I kind of gravitated to him. And I liked how he played every position on the field. Came up as a shortstop, moved to second, center, third, obviously. But and then it kind of shifted to fielder when I was after Hall left in 09, fielder. And then it shifted to Braun. And then the controversy happened, and I kind of was mad at him.
Sure.
So Carlos Gomez was.
Okay. That's a great one.
Gomez, Tony Plush, Nigel Morgan, for those who don't know the nickname. And then now I would
you
say.
You were like 11.
I know. I watched every game. Every
I don't even want to tell you where I was at. I was just getting home from Iraq during that time, so I feel terribly old.
I swear on everything. I watched every game, except I missed the Nigel Morgan walk-off on TV. I had to listen on the radio.
Against Arizona.
I was listening to Uke because my dad's a football coach. So we were at – my mom and I and my sisters were at his game. And so I was like, I'm standing in the car until the game's over. And I listened, and it was already halftime, I think, when I got into the football game because I wasn't leaving. So, and then now, obviously, mainstream, I'd go with Willie if I was going mainstream, but I really like Keston Hiro. Swing kind of reminds me, the swing, like when he makes contact, the swing has always reminded me of Braun a little bit. So, like, that's part of the reason.
Sure.
But just big power and fun guy, obviously. I mean, I like guys who like to have fun. Like Brian said, I mean, obviously with Gomez and Nigel Morgan, they both knew how to have fun, and those are my gravitated towards them. And Willie reminds me so much of Carlos Gomez, obviously. So
he does. Just, yeah, he does.
Awesome. And they love the city, and we'll get into that later because, oh man, that made me mad yesterday. But
we'll talk about that. We got the opportunity here in this first segment to kind of know a little bit about our Friday guest here for the Locked On Brewers Fan Feature Friday. And coming up, as Daniel sort of teased there, a couple days ago, the Milwaukee Brewers had an event called Hot Stove and Cold Brews, which was in lieu of what was formerly known as the On Deck Show. So we're going to get to their thoughts on that, get a little bit of my thoughts on that. Plus, coming up in the third segment of the show, these two are going to try their best to draft a Brewers team of players from the last 20 years. That's the key word right there. The last 20 years, they're going to put their skills to the test here for the Locked On Brewers. But before we do all of that, are you guys out there looking for a delicious treat but don't want to get into all the fat and all the calories? Because if you're like me and you like the salty snacks, eventually it adds up. So I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for one of those tasty, delicious, healthy snacks, you got to try a Built Bar. Look, we just got through the holidays, and for me, my goal was to eat a little bit healthier this year. And if you're like me and we have some of those same goals, you got to try a Built Bar. With Built, healthy is actual taste. It's seriously good. They are so delicious, and you won't want to think how you got to be taking a bite of this. You're going to think it's a candy bar. You're going to think it's not good for you. They are perfect for your New Year's resolution, and you're asking yourself, okay, it's a protein bar. It's healthy for you. What makes it so good? Well, for starters, it's all covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right. Real 100% chocolate. I made the mistake of thinking, well, it wasn't a mistake. It was actually a really good idea, but I thought it was a candy bar the first time I bit into it. They are amazing, and they come in unbelievably flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I'm not sure exactly how they do it, but like I said, they taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And what makes them even better? Only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. A lot of people going out there in the gym, perfect for a post-workout snack. And you don't need to wait around to get a box for years. They've been talking about ordering the Built Bars at Built.com. Now you can go to your local Walmart or Sam's Club and get your box. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today. Walk to the pharmacy section and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Here's the best part, though. If you're close to a Sam's Club, which I think a lot of people are, you can run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. You can thank me later. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Joining me in the Locked On Brewers Fan Feature Friday, Daniel and Brian. And gentlemen, it's been an interesting offseason for the Milwaukee Brewers. Lots of moves, some new faces, some older faces that are newer faces. But before we discuss all this, and Brian, I'll start with you. You've been a Brewer fan for a while. You've been around. You've seen a lot of different events, whether it was at County Stadium or at American Family Field, Miller Park before that. What were your thoughts on the hot stove cold brew event that was held on the west side of Milwaukee on a busy road, keep in mind, or near a busy road, at least I should say, in lieu of the on-deck event?
Yeah, it came off. I know that, you know, seeing it on social, you know, the next day and everything else, it just seemed seemed flat, you know.
Sure.
Especially after having gone to a couple of the on-decks when it was downtown and, you know, just the massive size of it and everything like that. It definitely felt a little off, you know. Now I can't imagine how long it takes them to plan that from a logistics side of things, you know. How long it takes for them to orchestrate all of that and reserve the space and all of those kinds of things that go into it. So then you kind of rewind a year ago and you say, well, we're still on the heels of COVID, and is that sure. why, you know, they can't pull it together? But I know from a fan perspective, I'm looking during the off season, what are ways that we can get to now AmFam Field? How can we do something there? And to say, well, we're going to have it at, you know, at local establishments, versus being able to control it and have it at the stadium and be able to invite, let's say, 40,000 people there. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that I think was a little off for me.
Yeah. It was, when they first announced it, my first thought was, because I've been to Dugout 54, I've driven past it. And my first thought in my head was like, that's not right. That can't be right. Like that can't be right. Like, and then obviously, you know, it formalized into what it is. I'll shoot you back over to you, Daniel. You've probably been to a couple of on-deck events. I'm assuming American Family Field, formerly known as Miller Park, was great because of the space, right? The parking space was great. The atrium space that it has, the room that American Family Field is able to provide, it was a great event. What were your thoughts when you saw Dugout 54 holding an event for the, we'll call it, for the on deck in lieu of the on deck event?
Yeah. So I've never been, because it was always during out of school. So this is my first year out of school and they didn't have it. So it's one of those things where it's like, I always wanted to go, but I couldn't. And then this year it felt like, he said, yes, flat, but I thought it felt forced in a sense of they didn't take their time and actually kind of try to put something together for the fans. They just wanted to get Willie and Freddie, and I think Owen Miller was there. Is that his name? Which is cool.
Owen Miller, Willie Adames. Yeah. Aaron Ashby was there. I mean, there, Freddie Peralta was there. There was a ton.
Which, like, yes, that's really cool. Get the players there, get them to meet some guys. But like, when you do it at American Family Field, I always want to say Miller Park, I'm sorry. But when you do it at FM, it's one of those things where it's like you said, you can get 40,000 people in. The lines kind of suck, right? But guess what? If you really want to meet somebody, you're going to get in the line, right? Like, you're not going to really care if there's a line. And I just feel like players, you can look back at probably 2016. I think that was maybe a little later, but when Suter came in, Suter was always at on deck. And he always made it a point to like hang out with fans and make fans have a memory instead of it being, oh, here's a drink. Like that picture of Willie giving a fan a drink. Like, yeah, that's cool, but that fan's not going to have a memory forever. Like when Brent Suter would spend 10 minutes and have a conversation with somebody, you know? So it's one of those things where, like, for me, it felt forced, and it didn't feel genuine in a sense, which on it, like, maybe people disagree, but I mean, oh, well.
Yeah, I think I'll cap it off with, I think, you know, there's pros and cons to it. And I think it, like Brian, you alluded to being on the heels of COVID, I'm sure that was a big concern. I think I didn't like it in the sense that it just wasn't enough room. Like you saw, like, I don't know if you guys saw pictures or videos. I mean, the lines were literally down the block, which sucks for those fans that were waiting out in the cold and it was raining and wet, and it sucks if they weren't able to get in. For those that did get in, though, I'm sure it was more of an intimate situation, right? Like, you're getting served a beer, kind of like what they do during the season with former players and former people tied to the franchise. Oh, yeah. You're getting your beer poured by Willie Adames and your nachos served by Aaron Ashby, and you're able to take pictures up close and personal. So I thought that was cool. I think as your off-season event, though, I think that they failed in the regard, because if you're only, I think the numbers were reported roughly around 600 people got in. I mean, I'm telling you right now, that's not enough fans as opposed to what the on deck situation was. But I think with the on deck event, scheduling was probably really hard to get every player almost there around the same time. And everybody has off season plans. People are going on vacation. Pitchers and catchers report in a month from now. So people are really gearing up for the regular season. Everybody, go ahead.
What's crazy too is, like, they posted a congrats to Aaron Ashby for getting married like last week, to a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And then Aaron Ashby was in Milwaukee for this.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's
crazy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I think they'll take it this year. They'll learn from it. You know, if it's at an event where, you know, where like it would be a good play, if you're going to have it at something like that, have it at, you know, I'm spitballing an idea that just came to mind. Have it at the Deer District where you have multiple bars. You know, hey, you know, Punch Bowl Social has Freddie Peralta and Aaron Ashby. The Mecca has Craig Council and William, you know, William Contreras, whatever, whoever you want. You know, have it to where people can walk around and there's more space. Dugout 54 felt like a very small area, but we'll digress on that. Before we go, I want to get your guys' thoughts real quick, and we'll go back over to you, Brian. I'm curious, because a lot of people get into this podcast, they hear me, they hit play on their phone or on YouTube, and they, here goes Brandon complaining about what the Brewers did or did not do. But I'm curious, in like a 30-second answer for each of you, are you happy with where this Brewers offseason has gone and where you see 2023 trending?
Yeah, I think, to be short, I think it's kind of a mixed bag on my part. You know, I think going into the off season, I kind of said, all right, if they're not going to make a splash and bring in, you know, Justin Turner, or, you know, not that we stood a chance, but a Trey Turner or something, you know, like something sure. along that lines, if you're not going to make a big splash, then you need to lock up a Willie Adames, a Woody, a Burns, yeah. you know, something along that lines. And I feel like so far we've kind of not done, you know, I think the lineup has improved. You know, we've built a lot of depth, which is always good, but I'd say kind of a C plus so okay. far for the off season.
Okay. Okay. And you're not wrong. I mean, that there have been good things. You shored up the catcher position for the next 5 years. Like that's a good thing. Wade Miley's a solid depth sign. And I agree with you for the most part. There's things I want him to see too. And obviously things aren't going to come to fruition that I want to see. Mostly agree with you, because I want to see Corbin Burns or Willie or Woodruff at least extended, because, well, that's quite frankly all you have going forward in order to win a championship, or at least compete at least for the NL Central Division. So Daniel, we'll go to you. Ownership, thought on the ownership, thought on the offseason moves. Are you happy? And then, because Brian was so amazing and left a letter grade, you are required to leave a letter grade at the end.
Oh, trust me,
sorry, buddy.
No, it's all good. So for me, short answer would be, am I happy? Not really. Obviously there's things that made me happy. The William Contreras.
It's going to happen to me all year. I already warned people. I said, just, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
But the William Contreras thing has been like the big thing, obviously. And you touched on it when the trade first went down. All we gave up was what, our seventh best outfield prospect in Esteban Ruiz. I think that's how you say it. And sure. Personally, I like Ruiz, but I like William Contreras a whole lot more, because sure. we didn't need an outfielder. Like, and that's another thing. Like, but the biggest thing for me is, I'm big on hitting. I think Corbin Burns won't take a pay cut, is less likely to take a pay cut, but I think Willie Adames will take that pay cut. Not a huge one, but will take a bigger pay cut than Corbin Burns to stay in Milwaukee, because Milwaukee is home to him now. I don't know if Corbin Burns it feels as at home in Milwaukee as Willy Adames. Kind of like how Yelich, when, because we all know when Yelich got his contract extension, at that moment he was arguably the best hitter in baseball, and he took a pay cut. Obviously, now it's, we all hope that it turns around here shortly. Obviously, we all love Christian Yelich. It's not that we don't love Christian Yelich. I mean, come on now. But when you talk about ownership, I mean, Mark, is the fact that Willy Adames went on record and said that contract negotiations haven't even started made me pretty angry. Because this is a guy, he loves Milwaukee, he loves the fans, he embraces the culture of just being a Brewer, and I love it, because, and I think he should be number one on everybody's radar. I love Corbin Burns too, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Corbin Burns should not be re-signed. I want Corbin Burns here long term also. But I think Willy Adames is more likely to take that pay cut, the slight pay cut, than Corbin Burns. And I think he's more of a Brewer than for me. But that could change. Corbin Burns, obviously, I'm not saying he's not a Brewer. I'm not saying he wouldn't take a pay cut. I see it more in Willie's personality. But yeah, short answer, I'm not too happy, not too mad either, obviously. I mean, obviously, William Contreras is a huge, huge deal. I mean, dude's a, I think he's a year older than me, 2 years older than me, and he's an all-star. He's an all-star starter. And we got a history of beefing up the defense at the catcher position, and I think that's going to really help that kid. If I had to give it a grade, I thought C-plus was a little generous. I would say somewhere C-minus, maybe a D-plus. Okay. But okay. I'm a tough grader. My parents are teachers, okay? I got to be tough.
Awesome. But, I love the – okay, so you guys have heard – so for the folks out there that are listening, it's not just me that isn't necessarily always happy. And I'm not upset at the offseason. I agree with both those gentlemen, and they're both bright. I think that they did add some depth, like Brian alluded to, and like Daniel alluded to. You got your catcher of the future and an all-star guy that was just called up to the major leagues April 28th last year, and he made the all-star team with a 138 OPS plus. So I will take that any day that ends in Y. So great stuff, guys. Great, great stuff. That was a lot of fun. Coming up next, a new game. And shout out to fan of the show and my friend Jesse for bringing this to the attention of me for the Locked On Brewers podcast for our Friday show. It's a new thing. I haven't titled it yet, so we'll figure that out as we go. But these two guys are going to go head to head in a Brewers team draft from players from the organization of the past 20 years. Don't go anywhere. All right, listeners of the Locked On Brewers podcast, this is where your help will come in handy. These two guests, these two gentlemen that have been so gracious with their time and have allowed me to bring them onto the show so they could join me. Brian and Dylan will get their shot at constructing a Brewers lineup of players from the past 20 years. So if you're listening to this and you're like, why isn't anybody taking Robin Yount? Well, like Brian alluded to, that was a long time ago. So we're going to only do the past 20 years, and we'll mix it up throughout the course of the Fan Feature Friday. So since Daniel has also alluded that he is a little bit younger than Brian and of course, myself, Brian gets his first chance for the first selection, and it's only because we respect the elders here on the Lockdown Brewers podcast. So the rules are simple. The gentlemen have been advised of the rules prior. We are going to start with a 1-9 lineup. So it's going to be a normal starting lineup, a first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, one shortstop, one DH, three outfielders, one left fielder, one center fielder, one right fielder, one starting pitcher. We got to have a catcher. So we'll throw a catcher in there, and one closer. And then this is where you guys come in handy, right? You are the fans of the show. You are either on YouTube or you're listening, or maybe you're over there on Twitter or Facebook and you follow the show. You got to let me know who you think's won, because there might be a prize. I don't know. We'll figure out something. I got plenty of stuff around here to give away. So we'll figure out something. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. And I think the gentlemen are all set. Some of those names probably look foreign to Daniel. He might not remember. He probably does. He's a good fan. He knows. So, all right, gentlemen, are we all set?
I remember.
We are.
Don't worry.
Okay, so we're all set. So, Brian, the floor is yours. I'm going to run a document over here so that we can have these on paper. So, Brian, your first pick, you are up. Who is your first selection?
Let's see. I'm going to go with my starting pitcher to start with. I'm going to go with Corbin Burns.
We just talked about him. I love that pick. All right, Daniel, you're up next.
I thought Ryan Braun was surefire number one pick, so I'm taking Brawny.
All right. Hey, Burns and Braun. He's going to be your right fielder. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Brian, back to you, sir.
All right. All right. So, let's go with Gogo. Maybe a good center fielder.
Center fielder with Gogo. Okay. I like it.
I got another easy money pick. I got Prince.
He's going with the early, the mid 2000s. That's what he grew up with. That's why. Right. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Brian, I'm going with the boxing celebration after a homer.
There you go. I love him. Yeah, those are two of my favorite Brewers. Go ahead, Brian, back to you.
We're going to pull right.
Let's go left field with Jenkins.
I like that.
My dad's favorite player. You know, he's
my mom's favorite player.
Yeah, it must have been. It was like the mid '90s. You know, when the Brewers were absolutely horrible.
Brett Favre's like long lost.
It was. All right, Daniel, back to you.
Okay, before Brian can take, I'm taking Bill Hall.
And we have Bill Hall. We have Bill Hall listed as a shortstop, correct?
He's at third and short.
I know he plays everywhere, but we have rules here, Daniel, that we must follow.
I'll take him at short.
All right. He's at short. All right, Brian, back to you, sir.
All right. Let's get some pop. Let's go. I'm going to go with Renfro in right.
Okay.
So it looks like you got your outfield set. So Brian's outfield is set. He's got Jeff Jenkins, Hunter Renfro now, Carlos Gomez. Your defense is legit, man. I mean, that's a good defense.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel.
Okay, I would have taken Gomez for sure. I'll take T plus. I'll take Nigel Morgan in center, obviously. I would have taken Gomez, but
we were just talking about him too.
Yep.
Full circle here. All right, Brian, back to you, sir.
All right. Let's go. First base with Rowdy.
First base with Rowdy. All right. Two heavyweights over there at first base between Daniel and Brian, Rowdy and Prince. I like it though. I like it.
Oh, this is tough. I'm between Corey Hart and Yelly. Oh man, this is tough. I'm gonna take Yelly in left.
Personally. Yelly and okay. Yeah. All right, and then we'll go back over to Mr. Brian.
Sure. I think I need a closing pitcher, so I'm going to take Hader.
Oof, man.
That's an easy money pick. That's an easy pick.
I'm telling you right now, Brian has Burns and Hader. I mean, his defense, his defense, Jenkins, Renfro, Gomez out there.
Hey, we got to say
you're just trying to beat him with offense, but it's tough, man.
We got to say something. We're taking these players at their best, right?
Oh, yeah, prime.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good. Okay, yeah. Good. That's 35 homer season Bill Hall right there.
All right.
And I'm taking Ben Sheets. So.
All right. Well, that's good too. Okay. All right, Brian, back to you.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to take JJ Hardy.
Okay. Shortstop. JJ Hardy.
I'm surprised. Man,
his defense just keeps getting better.
I'm honestly surprised you haven't gotten someone who said JJ is their favorite player ever.
I haven't yet. I'm sure it's coming. This is only the third episode.
There used to be so many JJ jerseys at Miller Park.
There was. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna go closer with Axford.
Okay. All right, Mr. Brian.
I'm gonna go.
Looks like we got about what, three picks left? Four picks.
Four picks left. Four? I'm going to go with Luke Roy for my catcher.
There you go. Okay. Good one.
Thank you. I'll take Devin Williams at relief pitcher. That changeup's nasty, so I'll take it.
Okay.
Nice. Let's see. Did you is Ricky Weeks still up there?
Ricky Weeks is still available.
He's there. That's a hit defense. He wasn't a great defense.
No, I'm going to take Ricky at second.
I don't know who the best defender is on that
list. Ricky Weeks at second. So it looks like actually we'll let Daniel make this pick, and then I think we got two more.
I'm going to take Yaz at catcher, Yasmani Grandal.
All right. Out of Bain. All right, Brian, you're up. You got two more picks, so you both need – looks like Brian needs a third baseman and a DH.
And a relief pitcher, right?
And a relief pitcher, yep.
Yep, all right. I'll go – I'll go with let's go with K-Rod.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love it. I almost took him over D-Willie. I almost did.
Yeah, those are two very – I mean, you can't go wrong, really. I mean
I just wanted the changeup. But you can't go wrong with K-Rod's changeup either.
No, you can't.
But we're not going to go through this and not point out – Trevor Hoffman's on the list, so we're going to point out the greatest changeup of all time.
I like the hater pick, though.
Oh, yeah. I love that pick.
Okay, looks like we have Daniel. You're up.
Can I you have Bill Hall on third as well. Can I slide him to third and pick Willie at short? Because Bill Hall is on your list at third base.
Okay, and short. So you want Willie Adames at shortstop as your selection for short, but you want to move. Okay, I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Because I haven't written the rules yet because we just started doing this today. So now it looks like, Mr. Brian, you need a third baseman and you need a DH, and your team is complete. So with your second to last pick, go ahead.
I'm going to take Moose. I'm going to take Moustakas at third.
That's a good one. Okay.
Like Moose.
Daniel?
Do I need second and a DH, right?
You need, correct. Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. Oh, he took Ricky. God. It's honestly between Keston and Scooter for me, because I don't really care about defense too much.
Clearly.
But that being said, Colton Wong is a Brewer. It's really good.
It's true.
So I'm going to take Colton. I'll take
Colton. All right. I like that one. All right. Yep. This is your last pick, Brian, in the inaugural. I haven't named it yet. Locked On Brewers Fantasy Draft is what we'll call it. So, Brian, go ahead with your final pick for the DH.
For my DH. I'm going to go with Vogie. I'll go with Vogelbach.
Fan favorite too. All right. Yeah. So Brian's team is complete. So now it goes over to Daniel with the last pick in the.
I'm going to go with the dictionary definition of a designated hitter, and I'm going to go Chris Davis.
He is the definition of it. Okay. All right. Here we go. So if you guys are listening at home, you're watching on YouTube. Brian and Daniel, who are part of the inaugural Locked On Brewers Fantasy Draft. So we had a group of players shout out to listener Jesse, who put this list together, who I literally did nothing to do with this, but he did. He did all of it, and he had the great idea. So I'm going to read you off their teams. And if you guys are listening, if you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, and you want to just chime in with who you think has the most complete team, the better team, go ahead. If you're over on YouTube, yeah, you make sure you drop. I'll tally up the votes if we get any and let you guys know who the winner is. It's just a little fun feature here, part of the fan feature Friday. So we'll go with Brian. His starting pitcher is Corbin Burns. His closer, Josh Hader, with his reliever, K-Rod. That's
tough.
That's pretty good. All right. And let's see here. First base, Rowdy Tellez. Second base, Ricky Weeks. Third base, Mike Moustakas, Moose. Let's see. Shortstop, he has J.J. Hardy. And in his outfield, we'll go from left to right. We got Jenkins, Carlos Gomez in center, and Hunter Renfroe over there in right with his DH as Daniel Vogelbach. Not a bad team, Brian. Not a bad team. I like it. But let's see what Daniel has to say, because Daniel, you might have the defense over there, Brian, but I don't know. We're gonna see.
So I got a lot of homers.
Yeah, we're gonna see. So Daniel's starting pitcher, Ben Sheets. So I've said this real quick. I've said this on the podcast before. If Corbin Burns isn't your greatest starting pitcher in franchise history, it's probably Ben Sheets. So you can't go wrong with Ben Sheets as your starting pitcher. Let's see, his closer, John Axford. catcher, Yasmani Grandal, who, man, did I love him in Milwaukee. I was so mad he went to Chicago. But
I was going to take Luke Roy, then he took him, and I said second best catcher on this list.
I think I'd go with Yaz, too. All right, so first base, Prince Fielder. Everybody know who's that is. Second base, newly traded to Seattle, second baseman Colton Wong, Gold Glover, though. Third base, Bill Hall. We made some minor tweaks here. Shortstop, he had Willie Adames. And then in his outfield from left to right, Christian Yelich over there in left, T. Plush in center, and Ryan Braun in right field. And his reliever was Devin Williams with his DH in Mr. Chris Davis. You guys did pretty good. You did pretty good. I'm not going to lie. So if you're listening to the
pretty close, honestly,
it is. Yeah. It probably is. It's pretty good. So if you guys are listening to the, go ahead.
He's definitely got me on the outfield defense, but I think my infield defense isn't too bad with Willie and Colton, and then Bill Hall's okay. And then Prince is probably the weak link.
So if you guys are listening out there, like I mentioned before, let me know who you think. Brian with the starting pitcher, Corbin Burns, and Daniel with the starting pitcher, and Ben Sheets. You can decipher who had the team there. Great, great stuff from the both of you guys. I got to ask you one final question. It's probably the most important one that we're going to do here on the Locked On Brewers Fan Feature Friday. And Brian, I'll start with you. Did you have fun?
I did. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of it. Yeah. Thank you. It's just interesting to hear other fans' perspectives, where people come from, what are some of their thoughts, especially during the off season. There's not a whole lot to talk about. And then Daniel, we'll shoot over to you. Did you have fun, my friend?
Yeah, of course. And this is my favorite thing to do, talk Brewers baseball. So
talk Brewers baseball in the middle of winter. I mean, you can't beat it. Thank what you is both. It,
68 thank days, you. Opening day.
Like we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. The Brewers event that they have usually is the mark of things that start rolling here. They're doing Brewers fantasy camp in Arizona right now. And then pitchers and catchers report literally a month from now. So that was kind of the kickstart to the summer. And then you guys just drafted players that people are going to hear their names and be like, man, I can't wait for Brewers baseball. So thank you both. Thank you both for joining me. It's always fun. A fan feature Friday, another one in the books. And thank you all for making this podcast part of your daily routine. You can find the Locked On Brewers podcast everywhere and anywhere you get your podcasts. We are also on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Brewers. And if you want to, you can go ahead and follow me at Brandon_Snide. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. It means so much to me. For your next listen, check out the Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. For Brian, for Daniel, I'm Brandon Snide, your host of the Locked On Brewers. Until next time, be safe, stay warm, and of course, go Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.